I was just so excited. I had to calm myself down a little bit. I was just so excited to get out there and finally play, see, like, hey, I can really do this kind of a thing. So it was fun to get out there, but no nerves.
On that first drive, it seemed like you were cruising. You had a couple of third and shorts that you made. You had the fourth down.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it kind of stops. I'm sure that you'll say maybe the ball was too high, but it went off his hands. But
yeah.
Does it feel like all of a sudden the momentum just kind of stopped on you? You're like, wait a minute, we were doing something right there.
Hey. You know me already too well. Yeah, it was my fault. I threw it too high. You know, I'm always going to take the blame on those. You know, it's this, as quarterback play goes, you know, we're going to get praised a lot. We're going to be criticized a lot. So you can always put it on me. And, you know, I got to make a better throw for him and put him in a better situation. And
did you feel like you were cruising there?
We felt good. We felt we were moving the ball. You know, the whole time, I felt we moved the ball really well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just, you know, little things, you know, just little detailed things would happen here and there. But for the most part, I felt, you know, pretty good about, you know, the way it was going.
Were there some plays where the ball wasn't where you wanted it to be exactly, like some plays where the throws were made a little off?
Oh, yes. No, there was a, you know, just off the top of my head, I can think of those two off the top of my head. And that's just me getting you know, more reps in a game, you know, and I can make that throw. I know I can. You know, next time I'll go out there, I'll make that throw. But I got to do it. And so I got a lot, like I said, I got a lot to work on, but it was so nice to get out there and move the ball, complete some passes, and, you know, just try and grow as a quarterback.
Right. Appreciate it.
Derek, just in terms of being in the huddle, making the play calls, going up to the line, seeing everything unfold in a game-type speed, did it feel comfortable to you out there that way?
It did. No, it really did. And, you know, I like to challenge myself a lot, too. You know, I want to continue to get better at those little things. You know, those things matter. You know, the quicker you can get in and out of the huddle, the more time you have on the clock to see what's going on. And, you know, like I said, you know, I have a lot to work on, you know, but from that aspect, you know, I liked what we did, and I just got to keep growing and, you know, getting better at it.
And how much are you watching Matt just work ahead of you, in front of you, and just kind of see how he operates and kind of take from his lead?
Absolutely. You know, I know my job here is to do is here to come in, compete, and learn from Matt. You know, that's my job.
Yeah.
And so I went out and I competed as hard as I can. I watch him every single day. I bug him all the time with questions, you know, because I want to be, you know, I want to, you know, win games. I want to do these kind of things, and I know it's going to be a process for me. I'm in a great situation here, and I'm really happy with it.
Great. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, guys.